coupled with witnesses, exhibits, and circumstantial evidence, aid in solving the crime. In the arena of misadventure, accidents causing death are mostly due to malfunction, mishap, or a series of events rolling together to a tragic outcome. So, when did the conspiracy theory graduate from a rarely posed question by a detective while mulling over the facts to an unbridled and excessively used alternative? At what point in our history did the conspiracy theorist grow legs and run on to become what they are today, a regular intruder in the black and white world of investigation? It's hard to imagine a diligent Scotland Yard detective in the heady days of 19th century investigation adrift on a conspiracy whim. The tenets of the Westminster system led to the flourishing of investigation as a science, practical answers to felonies using tried and tested crime scene principles, initial action procedures, and forensic examination. 100 years ago, catching a crook was uncomplicated. Fingerprints put the suspect at the scene or the murder weapon in their hand. Blood typing, blood splattering, soil tracing, and a myriad other techniques underpinned the conviction that every contact leaves its trace. This went with that, and before long, the perpetrator was signing an admission, case closed.